And Matt Bevan joins us now with what's making news around the world. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. The heat is on Boeing today after officials investigating the crash of an Ethiopian Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft pointed the finger at the manufacturer rather than the pilots.
The crew performed all the procedures repeatedly provided by the manufacturer, but was not able to control the aircraft.
So that's the Ethiopian Transport Minister Dagmawit Moges saying that their preliminary investigation, the report from their preliminary investigation, shows that the crew repeatedly performed all the procedures recommended by Boeing, but were not able to control the aircraft. The issue here appears to be the aircraft's anti-stall software. Essentially, the computer on the aircraft is designed to stop the plane from climbing too fast and getting into a stall by automatically leveling the plane out. So the computer thinks the plane is going up too fast, so it brings the nose down on its own to try and avoid any problems. But reportedly, the plane's sensors keep thinking it's about to stall when it isn't, putting the plane into a nosedive repeatedly until one of those nosedives results in the plane hitting the ground, killing everyone on board like it did with the Ethiopian Airlines flight. The procedures recommended for fixing this problem were developed and spread around by Boeing after a Lion Air crash in Indonesia last year. So the situation seems to be the Lion Air plane crashed last year, killing 189 people. Boeing looked at the crash, wrote up some recommendations for pilots to stop the nosedives happening again, flicking various switches, turning various dials and that sort of thing in the plane. Then when the same thing happened on the Ethiopian Airlines flight, the pilots did exactly what they had been told to do and the plane still crashed, bringing the total number of fatalities from this fault up to 346. The former US Transport Department Inspector General Mary Schiavo says it's not the pilot's fault.
The pilots simply cannot troubleshoot a broken plane and be expected to save it. And this report makes it clear that this was a Boeing problem and the Boeing fix was inadequate.
To try and make it clear that Boeing is working hard to try and fix the problem, the company released a picture yesterday. Here's CNBC reporting on that.
Sarah, take a look at this. These are a couple of pictures that have just been sent to us from Boeing of CEO Dennis Muilenburg after he went on a test flight in the 737 MAX after the software upgrade. The test pilots, according to Boeing, tested a number of scenarios to see how it would handle some of the issues with the MCAS anti-stall technology.
So the CEO's been up on the plane.
That makes us all feel better.
Yeah, these are still preliminary findings from Ethiopia, and Boeing will possibly challenge them, Fran.